This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I say this having just asked to extend my August time off for an extra 2 days and feeling, honestly, a little bit guilty about it. But we Americans, we do vacation really, really badly. As in, we just don't take it like we should. But after more than a year of being cooped up and burned out in this pandemic, the prospect of getting out of and away from the house, slash office, slash school, slash daycare, is especially appealing this summer. So might we finally be changing our minds about the value of taking time off? Maybe, but as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, the forces that have made us a no-vacation nation, they run deep.
Nicole Wong really tried to unplug last summer. Because her family couldn't travel, she created a vacation for her husband and four-year-old son at home in San Jose, California.
We planned a Hawaiian-themed staycation in our backyard and ate Hawaiian food and did Hawaiian-themed activities, including snorkeling.
In the hot tub, that is, where they definitely can't do the breaststroke. So it was a big deal when last week they finally went on an actual trip to Monterey Bay.
We stayed in a hotel and we got delicious food from restaurants cooked by other people and explored new areas, relaxed in a large swimming pool.
You know, big enough to actually swim in.
Oh my goodness, it was a lot more rejuvenating than I thought it would be.
Wong was pretty ready to hit the pool after the last year, but her employer sweetened the deal. She's a training director for business service firm PwC, which, get this, is offering employees a $250 cash incentive for every week of vacation they take off. Workers banked so much extra vacation time during the pandemic, the company is literally paying them to use it. That's how hard it can be to get Americans to take a break.
For the last 35 or 40 years, we've developed a kind of cultural ethos that devotion to work is also a devotion to the self.
Jamie McCallum is a sociologist at Middlebury College and the author of Worked Over, How Round-the-Clock Work is Killing the American Dream. He says before the pandemic, more than half of workers in the U.S. didn't use all their paid vacation, wasting more than 700 million days a year.
Long hours and overcommitment and loyalty sort of trump everything else. And therefore, asking for time off is seen as like a cultural no-no.
Not to mention, almost a quarter of workers in the U.S. don't get paid vacation, says Eileen Applebaum, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
It's very different when this is just part of normal work life. People get paid time off.
The European Union, for example, mandates at least 4 weeks of vacation, and many member countries go beyond that. The U.S. is the only wealthy country that doesn't guarantee some paid time off. So even when workers get it,
people feel that it's a gift from their employer to let them have the benefit of paid time off, and you don't want to overuse it.
American workers also have economic incentives to value work over play, says Dora Gacheva, an economist at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Because salaries vary so widely in the U.S., there's a bigger perceived payoff for working hard to climb the career ladder.
So it's this rat race type of story where everybody else around you is not taking vacation and working long hours. And so you're going to do it too because the promotion comes with a big pay raise.
The pandemic has widened economic inequality and left some workers feeling more precarious than ever. But it's also built support for worker benefits like paid sick time and family leave. And sociologist McCallum says it's profoundly changed how we think of work and life.
The ability to experience a different kind of work-life balance or a different kind of role for the home and family and even maybe a close circle of friends might displace some of that love for job.
They might even take a vacation without getting paid to do it. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.